A former Minister of Trade and Industry and nominee for the Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration Ministry, Hannah Tete, says he's ever ready to sell the image of Ghana. Speaking to Radio Ghana after the nomination was made public, she said the second woman to be nominated to the ministry and she is poised to distinguish herself there. She thanked the president for the honor done her.
I think it's a great honor to be nominated to be only the second woman in our history who has become Minister of Foreign Affairs. Because to the best of my knowledge, the only other lady who has been nominated and appointed as a Minister of Foreign Affairs was Madame Gloria Nikwe, which was a couple of decades ago. And so this is really an extreme honor. I am looking forward to going through the whole process of vetting and confirmation by Parliament, and I will do my best to make sure that the image of Ghana is projected positively everywhere in the world where I have the opportunity to visit and to act as Foreign Minister on behalf of the people of Ghana. And I thank His Excellency President Mahama for the honor that he has done me by nominating me for this position. I think that when you are asked to serve in government, it always is a challenge because you are not acting for yourself, you are acting for and on behalf of the country. And it's important that, especially when you are talking about in the international environment, that you put your best foot forward and make sure that you showcase the country as, I think, the most promising country in Africa. And that is going to be my challenge, but it's a challenge I think I can stand up to.
Do you consider your successes at the Trade Ministry as being vital in this appointment?
Well, I think that if the President didn't have confidence in my previous performance, he certainly wouldn't have nominated me for this position. So I would like to think that the work that we did at the Trade Ministry and the effort that we put into building up our trade and industrial policy, the private sector development strategy and implementing same has been part of the reason why His Excellency the President has seen fit to nominate me for this position.
Now, do you see more women coming into the administration of government?
Well, so far we have three appointments of the nominees who were just announced. I think President Mahama has already indicated his intentions to be gender sensitive, and I look forward to other women, both in Parliament and outside of Parliament, having the opportunity to serve in government.
Nominee for Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration Ministry, Hannah Tete. The nominee for the Ministry for Lands and Natural Resources, Alhaji Inusafusheni, said he's enthusiastic and ready to help achieve the vision of the President.
Let me take the opportunity to express my gratitude to the President for reposing such level of confidence in me. I think basically the President has an opportunity to assess everybody on the basis of his capacity in what he can deliver towards the Better Ghana agenda. And I believe that the President has assessed me and thinks that I have the potential to contribute towards the realization of the Better Ghana agenda under his leadership. And that's why he's given me that opportunity to say, if I took my time to learn the previous ministry, and I am not patting myself on the back, but I think that I was able to contribute towards the realization of some of the objectives of government.
So you are a member of the House, but when it comes to the appointment committee, they don't regard people who are even members of the House. Sometimes they are a bit brutal. How are you bracing yourself for it when it comes to that?
Well, now that I'm hearing it for the first time, I'm just going to look at the hands out. I try to listen to, look at the communication and confirm, and then to start preparing myself towards meeting the appointment committee.
But you say this is the first time you're hearing it, but definitely the President would have consulted you, given a chance of what he intended to do.
Our President said he will appoint people who he believes can work with him, and I'm hearing that for the first time from you that he's put me in the lands and natural resources, and I'm so gratified. I'm humbled by that. Probably the President has had an opportunity to look at my performance, what I have been able to do at the Ministry of Energy, and has decided to elevate me, and that's what I can say for now. Yes.
So what new can you bring to the Ministry of Lands and Forestry?
Enthusiasm, vigor, and determination to succeed.
That was Alhaji Inusafusheni, nominee for the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources. The nominee for the Ministry of Food and Agriculture, Clement Kofi Humado, says working in the ministry will not be a new experience. He said he has over the years worked not only in Ghana's agricultural sector, but also with other international bodies.
Agriculture is actually my profession. That's what I've done in my whole adult life, not only in Ghana, but other African countries. I'm a consultant in the field of agriculture, and I've done a lot of work for IFAD, for World Bank, for GTZ and other international institutions. So yes, it's a surprise, but I'm happy.
So from sports to agriculture, what new thing are you bringing to this new ministry?
Though the past ministers have done their bit, but you know, human society is always dynamic, so there are new issues that we can tackle to build upon what has been done till now. So we will look at the issues, but I need to confer with government and then also do an immediate assessment of the situation on the ground.
Now, what are some of the key challenges you've identified in the agriculture sector that will need some attention?
Well, I know from the manifesto that we need to tackle the irrigation of the Accra Plains. We also need to intensify the bulk storage facility in order to provide a cushion for farmers during the dry season. And then fisheries. Our fishermen still complain about their nets being destroyed by industrial boats. So those are areas that will intensify naval patrol and try to increase fisheries productivity for our fishermen on the marine and the inland lagoons and lakes.
You heard Clement Kofi Humado, nominee for Food and Agriculture Ministry.